This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. 69 degrees here on this Wednesday morning. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle has resigned following calls to step down sparked by the aftermath of the assassination attempt on former President Trump. Fox's Aisha Hazmi has the latest from Capitol Hill.
A bipartisan effort is underway on Capitol Hill to investigate the agency. As former President Trump, who met with Cheadle at the RNC last week, tells Fox Digital, she never gave me proper protection. Many requests were made by on-site Secret Service for more people, always with a turndown or no response. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries launched a bipartisan task force to figure out how the alleged shooter, Thomas Crooks, got such a clear shot at former President Trump.
President Biden is expected to soon appoint a new director, thanking Director Cheadle for her service, saying a crime like the assassination attempt can never happen again. Vice President Harris hits the campaign trail in Wisconsin as she rounds up support from Democratic delegates. Fox's Alexis McAdams tells us more from West Allis, Wisconsin.
It's the first rally for now presidential candidate Kamala Harris, hours after securing enough support from the Democratic delegates to secure the nomination. Harris, a former prosecutor and attorney general, telling a crowd near Milwaukee she has what it takes to beat Trump. Out on the trail, she is touting the $100 million in donations she quickly nabbed. Back in Washington, she got the backing of House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. She has visited Wisconsin nearly a dozen times as vice president, showing just how important this swing state is.
Former President Trump says he would like to debate the vice president, but has not committed to the next scheduled debate in September on ABC. Police have placed an 11-month-old girl into protective custody after she was found in the canal near Interstate 135 and Pawnee in South Wichita. Tuesday afternoon, officers were dispatched to conduct a welfare check in the area of I-135 in Pawnee after receiving a report of a child in the canal. The child was taken to a local hospital for precautionary medical evaluation. An investigation is ongoing. Police say a man named Vincent James Perez may have information pertinent to the investigation. The city of Wichita wants to reduce water use by 10%. They have asked residents to voluntarily conserve water and outlined several steps to reach that goal.
Summer outdoor irrigation is the biggest use of water. Residents are asked to only water 1 to 2 times per week between the hours of 10 p.m. and 8 a.m. Gary Jansen with Public Works also had this request.
We are asking, including ourselves, to not overseed lawns or plant new trees or shrubs this fall.
The city has also limited turf watering at city facilities to just once a week. City fountains have been off since January of 2023. A water rate increase proposal will come before the city council on August 8th. Residential customers who currently use 7,500 gallons of water a month would see an increase on their water and sewer bill of $10.61. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
If the drought lingers and water levels at Cheney Lake continue to drop, mandatory water restrictions could be enacted. Construction for the new Jackie Robinson statue at McAdams Park is underway in North Wichita.
Cement for the new statue was poured Tuesday, intended for its home plate base. League 42 Executive Director Bob Lute says they plan to unveil the statue on August 5th. It's being created with the statue's original mold in Colorado. The original statue was cut off above the cleats and was later destroyed in January, prompting a police investigation. The cleats, which remained behind, were later donated to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News time now, 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Police say a man's body was found in South Wichita Monday night in the area of Harry and Broadway. Investigators say they found the body of a 44-year-old man who was pronounced deceased by Sedgwick County EMS. Police say the man's death was not the result of criminal behavior. His identity has not been released. The Senate has received a letter from New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez notifying lawmakers of his intention to resign.
The Senate was notified that New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez intends to resign August 20th.
Before the Senate, a communication regarding the resignation of Senator Menendez. Without objection, the letter will be printed in the record and spread upon the journal.
In a letter addressed to New Jersey's governor, he says this date gives his staff time to transition as well as the governor time to find a replacement. He writes that while he intends to appeal the guilty verdict, he doesn't want the Senate to be involved in a lengthy process that will distract from important work. The Senate told him they'd begin an ethics investigation that could result in his expulsion. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Demonstrators gathered in the Cannon Rotunda protesting Israel's government ahead of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress set for today. Fox's Chad Pergram tells us more from Capitol Hill.
Swarms of pro-Palestinian protesters occupying a Capitol office building. Capitol Police making arrests, with staffers for one Democratic congressman, Dan Kildee, barricading themselves inside their office as protesters banged on the doors. Protesters not welcome near the Capitol for the speech. A giant fence encircling the complex. But Republicans say Netanyahu is welcome. But absent Vice President Harris in Indianapolis for a pre-scheduled event. Republicans making Harris's absence a campaign issue.
An aide to the vice president says the Israeli prime minister will meet with Vice President Harris at the White House this week, despite her absence from his speech. Removal is recommended for a New York State judge for what's being described as a prolonged rant after a brawl broke out at a high school graduation party.
A judicial commission found that State Supreme Court Justice Aaron Gall tried to get uninvited guests arrested, threatened to shoot black teenagers, and bragged that her 18-year-old son put the smackdown on another partygoer. The party was being held at a friend's house in Oneida County near Syracuse in 2022, with Gall bragging, "That's how Mrs. G rolls." The commission found that Gall, who's white, created the appearance that she harbored racial bias, which could undermine confidence in her integrity. Gall is now suspended from the bench with pay, while the state's highest court, the Court of Appeals, makes a final decision. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:11, 11 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Yesterday, the Kansas Department of Transportation closed a ramp. This time yesterday, it wasn't closed yet, but very much is closed right now. It's the ramp from eastbound Kellogg to northbound I-135. Part of an ongoing project in the area that is closed now. It will remain closed until about October. Otherwise, in Wichita, the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing things looking pretty good in the Wichita area. However, go up north quite a ways, up into the Newton area. We've got a big traffic accident up there. I-135 northbound at US 50 there in Newton. Big accident. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Temperatures keep going up for your Wednesday, expecting a high of 94 under a mostly sunny sky. A southerly breeze going to be pretty light out there with winds at the minimum, only getting up to 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now a few clouds, 68 degrees, calm. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. On this Wednesday morning, July 24th.
Welcome back, Steve.
Hey, good to be back. Really good to be back. Mostly sunny day across South Central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 90, and normal for the day is 93. On this date in 1936, Salina tied their all-time record high for the month of July when the city was torched by a temperature of 116 degrees.
Yikes.
The record had been set just 6 days earlier on July 18th. Salina's all-time record high is 118 degrees, set on August 13th, 1936. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hi there.
Here we are, back in the saddle. Good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you.
July 24th, on this date in 1969, the Apollo 11 astronauts, two of whom had been the first humans to set foot on the moon, splashed down safely in the Pacific. I would think the splashdown would be scarier than the flight, in that if that capsule just sunk to the bottom, how would all three of those guys get out of there? The capsule was not that big, so anyway, they completed the moon trip. head of the staunchly conservative public policy arm of the Southern Baptist Convention, rankled fellow Baptists by applauding President Joe Biden's, quote, selfless act of withdrawing his candidacy for re-election. Then his agency reported he was fired. And now they have reaffirmed his leadership. The head-spinning series of events started Sunday, but by Tuesday morning, the SBC's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission announced that no, leader Brent Leatherwood was not fired. Rather, he has the full support of his top board members, though its chairman resigned and apologized for the erroneous announcement. Done some reading on that particular convention and those folks, and they've had some interesting, how can I say it, some interesting public postures regarding politics and who they support and don't support, which I'm not sure I believe churches ought to be involved in that. Coast Guard says two occupants of a fishing vessel are safe after a whale surfaced under their boat, capsizing it off the New Hampshire shore.
Ah, somebody get a harpoon.
That could be a problem.
Queequeg needs to be there.
The incident occurred Tuesday near Odeon Point State Park. That's southeast of Portsmouth. Coast Guard posted to X that they had received a Mayday call stating that a 23-foot center console boat had turned over because of a whale breach.
Gee.
The occupants were ejected but rescued by a good Samaritan.
Need a bigger boat.
Yeah. I don't know how you plan for that. You just have to make sure you've
it
got your life.
It just happens, yeah.
Make sure you get your life preservers on at all times when you're out there. Who knows when a whale's going to come up? I haven't heard of that before. A whale coming up underneath, except like you say, Moby Dick. It happened.
It did happen there. Yeah.
Yeah. Captain Ahab got stuck on. Anyway, you know the story. All right. Here we are back in the saddle. I really, really did not want to miss any time this week. But Sedgwick County called and said, would you please come down and be one of our applicants for a jury?
Yeah, been doing your civic duty.
Did my civic duty, and yesterday late morning they decided they didn't need me.
Okay.
And I said, okay.
Took them 2 days to figure that out.
Yeah, I got questions. I'll go into it a little bit later on, but it was an interesting experience. Let me put it that way.
And let me just say, Ted, apparently you and I think a little bit alike because we both, our first things to him were both the same joke, apparently. I asked him almost immediately. I walked in here and say, okay, which angry man were you?
Yeah, are you Henry Fonda or are you Lee J. Cobb?
I was neither. Had I been selected to one of the panels, though, I probably would have been Lee J. Cobb, only on steroids. It would not have been pleasant. I didn't know how to warn those attorneys off, but they finally got the message. They got somebody else. It's interesting. We'll talk about it a little bit later on this morning. 6:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, it's another basketball night here in Wichita as the 11th annual TBT. The basketball tournament continues with that $1 million winner-take-all summer tournament. Wichita hosting a regional again this year. It's all taking place at Coke Arena on the campus of Wichita State. Only one game tonight. It is the round of 16, third round. It's the regional final in Wichita, and it features the alumni guys from Kansas, KU alums, Mass Street, taking on Colorado alums, Team Colorado. And that will tip off at 8 o'clock tonight at Coke Arena, and that'll be nationally televised on FS1. As one of these teams will be trying to make it halfway through the TBT and advance in this winner-take-all tournament. Major League Baseball last night, the Kansas City Royals at home hosting the Arizona Diamondbacks in interleague play. The Royals going for their fifth win in a row. 22,000 fans on hand, but the Royals were behind all the way in this one. Got down 3-0 in the top of the first inning and did not recover. A 6-2 loss to Arizona, snapping the Royals' four-game winning streak. KC hosting the Diamondbacks again tonight to wrap up this interleague series at 7 o'clock tonight. You can listen live to the Royals game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The loss did cost the Royals a game in the standings, so the Royals now with a one-game lead for a playoff spot over the Boston Red Sox. Minor League Baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge opening up a six-game road set at Amarillo, but it did not go well for Wichita. A 12-3 loss to the Sod Poodles, snapping two straight wins for Wichita. Wind Surge at Amarillo again tonight. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals went on the road in Pittsburgh last night, beat the Pirates 2-1. Cardinals have won three of their last four. Cardinals with a one-game lead for a wild card spot ahead of the San Diego Padres in the National League standings. A reminder that we're rounding towards the football season, and that means we are just days away from our daily visit with Mitch Holthus, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, with our daily Chiefs training camp updates from St. Joseph, Missouri. That all begins on Monday. And we'll go for four straight weeks with Mitch every day, Mondays at 8:15.
And they are fun.
Not Mondays, every weekday at 8:15, yeah, for 4 weeks in a row. So we're 5 days away from that. Our daily visits with Mitch will start on Monday from training camp.
And you may think it's silly, but he has some insights that you're going to that we hear about or deal with later in the season.
Yep, we always talk about some stuff. We end up talking about the Super Bowl in February, and he says, "Remember when I told you in training camp about this guy in August?"
You want to know about the Chiefs.
We sure get some great stuff. Yep. A happy a big birthday today. Another football note. Let's talk about the Olympics. We've got the Summer Olympics coming up in Los Angeles in just a few years, and the United States might host another Olympics.
Salt Lake City is expected to be confirmed today as the host of the 2034 Winter Olympic and Paralympic Games. It's the only bid being put to a vote of the International Olympic Committee at the meeting in Paris. Utah was originally hoping for 2030, but it was decided that was too close to LA's Summer Games. State officials project the positive economic impact will be $6.6 billion, and organizers promise private money will pay for the operating budget of just under $3 billion. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
There you go. So we might have a Winter Olympics coming to the United States.
Shall I go ahead? New York Times and New York Post are confirming that we will.
Yeah, the vote is today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Apparently the vote was already taken. I'm seeing more sources. Okay. USA Today is,
Good. Well, there's your info. And a big birthday today to former Kansas State quarterback legend Steve Grogan. He is 71 years old today. Ottawa High School. Of course, K-State has retired the number that Grogan wore for the Wildcats, number 11. Jointly honoring him and Lynn Dickey, another quarterback at K-State that wore number 11. Here's your trivia. That's the only number ever retired by Kansas State football.
Really?
Number 11.
Wow.
Shared between Grogan and Dickey. Steve Grogan was taken in the fifth round of the NFL draft by the New England Patriots. That's where he played his whole career, 16 years. Played in the 1985 Super Bowl against the Chicago Bears. He passed for the only Patriots touchdown in that game. Finished his pro career 27,000 passing yards. Great quarterback, led the league in both passing and rushing quarterback stats several times in his career. Ran for a quarterback record 12 touchdowns in 1976, and that record stood for 35 years. He's ahead of his time.
Wow.
Former Kansas State quarterback Steve Grogan, it's his birthday. He is 71 years old today. And that's sports, brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Health dangers of plastic. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 68 degrees on this Wednesday morning, 6:30 now. A pedestrian was hit by a car last night at 21st and Payne in North Wichita. A man was hospitalized in critical condition, but he is expected to survive. The driver is cooperating with investigators. Police say poor lighting in the area may have contributed to the accident. And a woman pedestrian suffered serious injuries after she was hit by a car in southwest Wichita Tuesday near 31st and Seneca. Police say the woman is expected to recover.
Exploration Place announcing its attendance for the past fiscal year was more than 409,000 patrons. That broke the previous record of visitors set last year. It broke it by 13%. The museum's president, Adam Smith, says the increase in part to new family memberships and the success of the Digital Dome Theater, offering laser shows and musical events.
We've been working really hard on programming things like the Drone Light Festival. That's been a really successful event for us.
Meanwhile, work continues on the new amphitheater and a destination playscape featuring 10 playgrounds. That's all set to open next year.
Former President Trump gearing up his campaign to take on Vice President Kamala Harris after President Biden dropped out of the 2024 presidential race. Fox's Bill Malugin has more from Cincinnati.
Former President Trump putting focus on the VP in a call with reporters.
If Kamala Harris does end up being the Democrats' nominee, will you commit to debating her at least one time?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'd want to. I think it's important. I would be willing to do more than one debate, actually.
Trump also sounded off on Truth Social moments after Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle resigned, posting, quote, "The Biden-Harris administration did not properly protect me, and I was forced to take a bullet for democracy. It was my great honor to do so."
15 years in prison. That's the sentence for an Army civilian employee who stole more than $100 million from a development program meant for the children of military families.
Janet Mello was a financial manager for a youth program at Fort Sam Houston in Texas. She had created a phony program and used it to accept nearly $109 million in grant money. She took the money and bought real estate and high-end jewelry, including one item which cost more than $900,000. There were 82 vehicles, including a Maserati and a 1954 Corvette. This went on for 6 years until Mello was caught. Her lawyer says she's remorseful and hopes to sell the items to reimburse the government. Roger Stern, Fox News.
The European Climate Service, Copernicus, says Earth sizzled to the hottest day ever measured last Sunday. It's yet another heat record that's been shattered in the past couple of years. Copernicus preliminary data shows the global average temperature Sunday was 62.76 degrees Fahrenheit, which beats the previous record set just a year ago. Now look at the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Temperatures keep going up for your Wednesday, expecting a high of 94 under a mostly sunny sky. A southerly breeze going to be pretty light out there with winds at the minimum, only getting up to 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a few clouds, calm, no wind, and 68 degrees. 6:34, Stephen Town in the morning here on KNSS. This is the 24th day of July, and it was on this date in 1932, the Bonus Army, a group of thousands of World War I veterans and their supporters who gathered in Washington, D.C. to protest the U.S. government's refusal to redeem cash bonus certificates given to the veterans for their service clashed with D.C. police. Two protesting veterans were shot and killed. Done some research on that, the entire episode with the Bonus Army and their stay in Washington. And basically, Congress just said, no, we're not going to pay you. Screw you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what happens.
And
they wind up shooting
heads. They had to go and protest
Congress
to get their money.
Just an embarrassment for the entire country. And two of the people who were involved in bulldozing one of the Hoover cities there, or they called them, was General MacArthur and his underling, Major Eisenhower. They actually got rid of one of those places where they had people living in little boxes and so forth. By the way, I was driving down by the river going from my house over to the county for the jury selection the last couple of days. I noticed that down on the little islands underneath the small little Arkansas and different places, little tent cities are springing up.
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place.
Yeah. Run right out in the middle of the river right on a little island out there. So there we go. Tent city. That a surprise eruption in Yellowstone National Park. It shot steam, water, and dark-colored rock and dirt high into the air. Tuesday sent sightseers running for safety. Have you been there, Ted, to Yellowstone and seen the
I have been to Yellowstone, yes.
If you've seen Old Faithful, then, right?
I have seen Old Faithful, yes.
Well, this is a different one. The hydrothermal explosion happened in the Biscuit Basin. That's a collection of hot springs a couple of miles north of the famous Old Faithful geyser. Video posted online shows a couple dozen people watching from a boardwalk as the eruption sprayed and grew in front of them. As the water and debris began to fall, they ran to keep clear, some yelling, "Back up!" and "Holy cow!" People then turned to watch the spectacle under a huge cloud of steam. No injuries reported, but the Biscuit Basin area was closed for visitor safety. And if you've never been there, Ted and I have, you've got to stay on those walkways. They tell you, you know, some of that crush out there is not very thick. You can wind up up to your knees in molten lava.
It's still a geologically active area.
Yep. Goes on and on after centuries and centuries.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but we're debating. My family is debating going to that area this summer. We decided to stay on St. Louis. But that would have been a long, hard trip. Going
it's a long there. Way, even with modern even with modern travel. It's a long way up there.
Three times I've been up there, it's been worth it.
Oh, yeah. It's an interesting place.
Beautiful places.
And my grandmother and her family, they put the family in a Model T and drove from Oxford, Kansas to Yellowstone back in the 20s. Whoa. At some point.
Can you imagine? That would have taken about 3 weeks.
No, you can't imagine because there's no air conditioning. You're all packed in a Model T. The roads had to be terrible. Not that great.
Probably blew a tire every 300 miles.
And yet they drove from Oxford to Yellowstone one summer.
A lot different in those days. All right, 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS, and in time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures Tuesday had two-sided trading early in the session that turned positive and allowed triple-digit positive gains. Now, there was no fresh news for the cattle to go along with the higher trade yesterday. The lean hog futures Tuesday enjoyed another session of positive closes and new highs for the current move to the upside. Some contracts have now closed positive for six straight sessions. Lean hog contracts have now shot up $7 to $10 above their contract lows. At the close yesterday, August live cattle, $2.37 higher at $186.30. August feeder cattle, $2.35 higher, $258.75. And August lean hogs were up $1.27 at $93.65. Now, the wheat futures Tuesday traded mixed and closed negative. The corn and soybean futures closed positive once again. Yesterday was the start of the spring wheat tour up north, and they found record large yields in east, central, and south districts. Now, there is talk that the August 12th NAS report will see corn and soybean acres adjusted lower. At the moment, September Kansas City wheat's down a penny and three quarters, trading at 565. December corn's up a quarter of a penny at 417 and a half. November soybeans down a nickel at 1070 and a half. September crude oil trading 93 cents higher at 77.89. August gold $7.90 higher at 2415.20. September S&P 39 and three quarter points lower at 5,559 and one half. September dollar index 4 cents lower at 104.13. And September Dow Jones futures trading 154 points lower at 40,461. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Any earth-shaking news that's affecting or having an impact on our commodity markets?
The biggest thing right now is the heat that's returning to the Midwest, given some concerns that it could have a negative impact on the prospects for the soybean crop. But other than that, pretty quiet.
Yeah, of course, the drought now kind of gone to the top of the list of news stories because we're dealing with it here in Wichita, the possibility of having mandatory water conservation just because Lake Cheney is just going down and down and down.
It's exactly right. We have not had significant enough rains to really gather any runoff to help that situation.
Yeah, they showed I saw a map on TV last night, local TV, showing the areas where the drought is. And, of course, the eastern part of the state is doing fine. But, boy, come out west and there's a lot of places where we need a lot of moisture, and it's going to take a while to build it back up, isn't it?
That's exactly right, Steve. And this is not exactly the time of the year that takes place.
Yeah. Even if you start getting some real steady rain, it's going to take a matter of months and maybe even years to get back to normal, right?
It's going to take some time, and it is surprising, though. Sometimes if you get enough rain in a short amount of time, it does a lot more filling than what you might imagine.
All right. Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed that maybe one of these days before September we'll get some rain. We'll see what happens. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Tom. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, releasing oil from the petroleum reserve.
Oh,
it's Don Grant on the way with Steve Ahead of the Morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 647 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
City of Wichita asks citizens to reduce water use or face mandatory conservation during a drought.
Two.
11-month-old girl found in canal under I-135. She's in good health, but protective custody.
One.
Vice President Harris hits the campaign trail with prominent Democrat support and rapidly growing war chest. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Two big accidents right now. One of them up in Newton, a traffic accident closing down northbound I-135 at US 50 in Newton. So avoid that area. If you go, you're going to have to detour around. We also now have a traffic accident on a ramp here in Wichita, northbound I-235, the ramp to West Street. So watch out there for a traffic accident and expect a slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 94 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 70. For Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 95 degrees. Now a few clouds, calm, and 68 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A baby was injured in a shooting in Philadelphia.
I'm Devin Kelly with your Fox True Crime Minute. The shooting that injured a 7-month-old baby in Philadelphia, which was caught on camera, was sparked by a mere $100 drug debt, according to police. Dominique Billups, 28, was arrested a day after footage showed a woman opening fire on the infant and his parents outside a home. When police arrived to investigate, the victims had already left. They only realized a baby had been shot in the leg when the family turned up at a local hospital. The baby's father is thought to have been the gunwoman's target. Lieutenant Dennis Rosenbaum called the attack, quote, very disturbing. Billups was identified through tips and witness interviews. She was taken into custody without incident on Friday and charged with aggravated assault and firearm offenses. There's more on this story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Devin Kelly with your Fox True Crime Minute.
And we had a down close on Wall Street Tuesday.
Stocks drifting lower in a volatile trading session as investors eye corporate earnings. Bottom line results were a mixed bag today. GE shares up 5% on soaring earnings and revenue beats, and better results also pushing shares of Coca-Cola higher. But UPS shares falling 12% after the company reported poor earnings. Meanwhile, news from the housing market continuing to show sales falling, down for the fourth straight month, as the median existing home price jumped to the highest level on record, $426,900. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
And the Dow closed down 57 points yesterday, S&P down 9, NASDAQ down 10. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, releasing oil from the petroleum reserve. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, a couple of months ago, the Department of Energy took advantage of a dip in oil prices to purchase more crude oil after selling off a record amount in the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, the SPR. What are SPRs and how have they been used? Well, the SPR, the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, were created under the Gerald Ford administration in 1975. It was created because of the Arab oil embargo. It spiked gas prices and hit world economies very hard. The SPR generally has been between 600 and 700 million barrels of crude stockpiled that have been used in the past to calm oil markets during war involving oil producing countries or when hurricanes hit oil infrastructure along the coast. According to the Department of Energy, the SPR has a long history of protecting the economy and the American livelihoods in times of emergency and oil shortages. In 2022, the president sold 180 million barrels of oil to cover 6 months from the reserve. It was the largest ever SPR sale. It was an attempt to lower gasoline prices after Russia invaded Ukraine. Remember I said when they're warring those producing countries, that's when we'll use it. Congress also mandated that 38 million barrels be sold in 2022 as well. Well, since the release of those reserves, the administration has bought back about 33 million barrels of domestic crude oil, and they have received another 4 million barrels to the SPR from loans to oil companies. It's not just the president authorizing the sale of SPR oil. In a bipartisan vote, lawmakers voted in 2015, mandated the sale of 140 million barrels through 2027. The proceeds to be used to pay for government programs. The administration has a three-pronged strategy to replenish the reserves. The first, buy back oil at a price of $79.90 or less. They are calling for a return of oil loaned to companies and the cancellation of the congressional mandate to sell any more oil. And of course, if you have any questions, you give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number's 267-0600.
Okay, today is National Cousins Day, recognizing the lifelong relationships that grow among cousins. Our first friendships often with cousins. And I don't know your story. Mine is my mom's family, there were six kids. My dad's family, there were seven. So I counted up one day, I have 32 cousins total.
Wow.
My grandkids have about two. Three.
I have four cousins.
Do you have four?
Four first cousins, yeah.
Did you have many cousins,
Seven.
Ted? Huh? How many?
Seven.
All right. I mean, I have 30, 32, and that doesn't count my brothers and me. That makes me get up to about 35 total.
Do you know all their names?
I do. I can't.
Wow, you've got quite a memory.
Well, we hung out with most of them fairly occasionally when I was growing up. So we had a.
Fairly occasionally.
Yeah, I mean, we see our cousins quite often.
Was that like out in the Larned area, isn't that where you were?
No,
there's some of your family's from.
No, most of them moved into this part of the country. So
okay,
yeah. But it was fun.
I bet.
I'm counting one or two, four or five of them still here in Wichita.
Do you keep in touch with them?
Now and then, you know, not very often, but now and then.
Yeah, my cousin Jeff just moved to Thailand with his wife.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just going to go for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years and just explore Asia. And
that was like a lot
of fun. He was a tech guy.
Okay.
He was an MIT guy who cashed in on a couple of companies that went public. And so he's got a little cash to burn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, have you ever been to a jury selection?
I have. I've served on one in Santa Monica years ago.
What'd you think?
It's an interesting process. It's slow, deliberate, and I'm along with you. I think that they drag it out so they can bill a few more hours.
But, it's just for me to sit there, and if I finally realize I'm on their time, they are not in any hurry to do anything, I might as well just relax.
Did you bring a good book?
Yeah. We live in work in a place where the deadlines come every 2 minutes. We've got a newscast coming up. I've got my day planned. I got to be there. And in the courtroom, it slows to a snail pace.
Yeah. It is amazing how slow that process is. I mean, a lot of it has to do with, I'm sure they want to make sure all
don't
the
careful,
I's
yeah.
are dotted and the T's are crossed. But I do think there's a lot of inefficiency in there.
Oh, there is. But at any rate, they did not select me. It was probably a really good idea that they didn't. I tried to be as honest.
Because you would have hung them high.
If I would be honest, if they would have drilled me anymore, I would have said, you know what? I don't even go to committee meetings at work.
Do you remember were you sitting in and possibly being chosen for a specific case?
Yep.
And what kind of a case was it?
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, you can say just what it was in general, can't you? You can say it was a murder
scene. It was a criminal trial.
A serious case.
It was a serious criminal trial.
Okay. Wow.
And
Who was it?
Yeah. I would tell you, though, it's okay for most people wanted to serve. I said, no, I don't want to serve. But most people that were there were retired or they didn't have a job or if there wasn't any pressure on them. But I was sitting there thinking about my guys at work and thinking about how my wife's going to get to her next appointment and thinking, I can be anywhere but here.
Yeah.
And
well, that's because
Shelley, when I retire, I would love to go down and serve as often as they call me.
Right, right.
But anyway.
But Steve, that's what you do. You just give.
I'm a giver.
Give and then give more.
I'm a giver. What else can I do to help others at no cost?
He's a people person.
There's no doubt about that.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you.
Top of the hour news with Steve and Ted, leader of the Secret Service, steps down, and Vice President Harris steps up. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.